The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
So in case you've been living under a rock over the last 7 days and you've heard absolutely no news, let me just give you the background to what I'm going to talk about and the direction of why I'm worried about the future and this news, this report that came out. Last week it came to the conclusion and they sent the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee last Friday, which is 8 days ago if you're listening to this on Saturday. Basically said, the FBI mysteriously failed to preserve 5 months of text messages between one senior FBI agent and his mistress, who is also a FBI agent. I'm going to pronounce this guy's name wrong, but I don't care. Mr. Stavrak, and Miss Page. The letter said, basically, the department wants to bring to your attention that the FBI's technical system for retaining text messages sent and received on FBI mobile phone devices failed to preserve text messages for both Mr. Stavrak and Ms. Page. The letter cited misconfiguration issues related to, you ready for this? This is if you want to just sit back and just have a laugh, this is like the best word jumble. I think they're just true words together. They said a misconfiguration issues related to rollouts, provisioning, software upgrades that conflicted with the FBI's collection capabilities, and the data should have been automatically collected and retained for long-term storage and retrieved, was not collected. Now, if you believe in just the world being ironic and God having a sense of humor, and the FBI were just such in bad luck. Like, this wasn't just any 5 month period. Like, the dates don't just, like, it wasn't just two random dates that were just plucked out of the air that it was just happened. No, the dates that went missing, these text messages, 5 month period, started on December 14, 2016, and mysteriously, they just stopped right on this day, May 17th, 2017. Just happened to happen, this is when the mistake was fixed. May 17, 2017. In case you're going, well, what happened on May 17, 2017? Well, why would that be, you know, what are you alluding to, John, that, you know, why is this ironic that happened on this day? Well, Robert Mueller was appointed May 17th. Now, I don't want you to read anything into this. I just don't read anything into it. It's just pure irony. It's the world going around in a certain circle. And the way the gravitational pull and you know, all the stars aligned. And if you believe in all these, you know, the star signs where you get like your, you know, that tells you your future. That's all that just came together. And it just irony, just pure irony. Don't read anything into it. Don't get any conspiracy theories. Also, it's Hillary Clinton. It's amazing how we seem to... I just said don't get into conspiracy theories, but it's amazing how all of a sudden it's Hillary Clinton and just 5 months of messages go missing. It's amazing how things go missing when certain people are involved. I'm not going to say anything other than that, but that's the basis of this. This is a very troubling story. Now, if you've been listening to a lot of political commentators during the week, they've discussed this series at length. I don't want to discuss the actual case. I don't want to discuss Robert Mueller. I don't want to discuss the mistress and the FBI agents and what they said. I want to just talk to you. I want you to take a step back. I know this is very political and it's Donald Trump and it's Hillary Clinton and it's the FBI and it's Robert Mueller and is it a setup and is it a conspiracy and why are they trying to bring that? Look, there are plenty of other people who will talk to you about that. I want to talk to you, I want to take a step back and I want to talk to you about your country. Because one of the things that is troubling me about this, there's actually two. Actually, there's many, but I want to focus in on two. One is just as actually blind. Because if you do some research in the story, if you're listening to me and this is the first time you've heard this, I strongly suggest you do some research of your own and Google it and just Google FBI missing text for 5 months. A load of stories will come up, and do your own homework. But we discussed this last year. Is justice blind? What I find troubling is it's becoming more and more clear in our society justice isn't blind. That there are certain people can get away with certain things. And I have disagreements this way. This is not a Hillary Clinton thing, by the way, when I'm talking about this, or Donald Trump. This is just a principle thing. I have major disagreements with people I like Mike Lee, the senator from Utah. Very conservative. I have major disagreements when he says, and he said this many times on many different shows, you know what, we cannot prosecute our politicians because it sends a bad message to the world. Then you're effectively saying justice isn't blind, that all men are not created equal. What I also find troubling, just taking a step back, is, and I don't want you to just think of this as a Republican thing or a Democrat thing or a left-right thing or a conservative liberal thing. Just take it back as an American. Just drop all your political hats for a minute and just look at it from an American. Is there anyone who can truly say hand on heart, put your hand on the Bible and go, yeah, you know what? I totally have confidence in the FBI. But going further than that, this is where I want to talk to you. What agency has confidence in America today? And I don't mean the right has confidence or the left has confidence. I mean as Americans that you have confidence in. What agencies can we look at and kind of go, you know what, they're above reproach. They are the, you know, God's angels. They are man's angels. They are just doing there to follow the right thing, to serve others. Because for a large portion, let's just go through some of the agencies. There's a lot of people in America who do not like DC. And this is not, you know, Donald Trump draining the swamp. There are a lot of Democrats. If you look at, I can't remember how long the polls go back, but if you Google Congress's approval rating on polls, I can't remember the last time it was above 20%. I'm not saying that as a joke. I can't remember. I'm not setting the bar real high. I said 20%. It's usually around 10, 12, 14, 15, 16%. That's not a Republican thing. This is not a Donald Trump thing. This is a historical thing that's now going on for a long time. You do not trust your elected officials as a group. What other bodies? There's half of the country right now does not like the presidency, which is followed by other half of the country didn't like the last president. Now, I get there's reasons for this, but, you know, as an agency, as a body, you know, you can dislike Donald Trump, but like the presidency. You can dislike Barack Obama, and I was part of this when it was happening. I disliked Barack Obama pretty much. I classed him as easily one of the worst presidents in American history. Easily. Not quite the worst, because for me, there are people like Woodrow Wilson, FDR. Did worse things than Barack Obama. And Barack Obama did some really bad things. But as much as we disliked him, we still held the office in respect. Go further to the Supreme Court. Has the Supreme Court got confidence of the American people? Do the American people, regardless of your political ideology, know that when a case goes before the Supreme Court, it's going to be based on its merit and on doing and following the Constitution? Or is it the case of they're going to all of a sudden become rulers? Are they going to base their decision on laws or what they think? Let's go further afield. The CIA. How many people truly have confidence in the CIA? The FBI? The police? Firefighters? Hospitals? Your neighbor? What agency has confidence? Does the church have confidence? Does any religion have confidence? What seeds are we planting for tomorrow? And when I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about, well, I'm worried about these agencies in 2018. No, I'm more worried about what are these agencies going to look like if they continue on the path they're on? What are they going to look like in 2020, 2025, 2030, 2050? What is justice going to look like if we don't actually start having conversations? And it isn't a left-right thing, because people get caught up in this. Well, it's just because, you know, we just want, you know, they just want to take down Donald Trump. Okay, if you want to have that discussion, don't listen to me. I just want to focus in on the principles. Because I hear this line, and it sounds such a good line, but you have to understand, this line can mean have the best intentions in the world, but it can also be extremely dangerous. And it sounds so noble, to probably use the best word. It's called the greater good. I'm just doing this for the greater good. And if you believe this is a good principle, it can be extremely noble. You can be self-sacrificing because you believe in the greater good. You know, there are some members of police and firefighters who you believe in a version of this, that they serve and they put themselves in harm's way and they do things the right way. And a fireman will run into a burning building for quote-unquote the greater good because he sees something and he wants to be part of something bigger than himself, the greater good. But if you do not understand this, you can also see there's a very bad side to this. Where you believe that, well, look, this person can't get power, so I'm willing to bend the rules just to ensure the greater good in your opinion. If you read the text messages between these two people, you can kind of clearly see they believe in the greater good. They're wrong, but they can fool themselves into thinking, well, it's the greater good. Which leads me on to my next concern. And again, this is not now, I don't want you to think 2018, I want you to think long term with this. America for the longest time has got hyper political. And unless a major course correction happens, I don't see you changing. Now, you just think of yourself and how you think of Democrats. Okay? Think of what you feel of Chuck Schumer. Now imagine what they think of you. Because, you know, the characters have been painted all day, every day. The left are just, you know, socialists, you know, hippies who want free love and free everything. And the right are racist, xenophobic, homophobic, sexist, horrible, Bible-thumping people. Unless that changes, what agency is going to be above reproach? If the everyday world thinks this, and people act on this through social media, and it's like putting a spotlight and increasing the intensity, how can you go to your job and kind of go, I'm here to serve everyone? Will agencies like the CIA, FBI, the police, the courts, say, my job is to serve everyone? In 2020, 2030, 2040. If we continue on this hyper-political divide, or will we just continue searching, well, my guy has to win, my girl has to win. Once it's my guy, we're okay. And I'd ask you, what seeds are we planting for the future? Because one of the great things about America, there are so many. One of the reasons I'm doing the constitutional series, which we're going to do over the next couple of months, we're starting with the Declaration of Independence, because that's the foundation. But one of the beauties of America was, at your founding, was you took a step back. You know, this narrative of, well, they were just stupid people. They were, you know, only slave owners. They were people with wooden teeth. They got lucky in the Revolutionary War. They were all just a bunch of, you know, greedy capitalists. You've to hear all the narrative about your founding fathers. The truth is the exact opposite. They were very smart men. They looked around at the rest of the world. After they'd won the Revolutionary War, they were some of the most well-read people already. But they looked around the rest of the world. They looked around at places like England. They looked around at ancient Rome. They said, how did they fail? One of the things that makes America exceptional is the checks and balances, where you have different bodies doing different things. Where you have a president who is elected by the Electoral College. Where you have the People's House, which used to be the House, which is Congress, the House of Representatives. And then you also had the states having their voice in the Senate, which sadly doesn't exist anymore. It's just the Senate, it's just another voice for the body, for the people. But you had these checks and balances so that if a bad person got elected, it didn't have too much effect on you because they're just one person. Even if that one person is the president, you have checks and balances. Each body can overcome the other if something bad happens to it. If it was one of the reasons why your founders created that body, because they were aware of, well, I don't think they called it populism back then. They understood that wave elections happen and that the country can go wave one way or wave the other way. But that was the reason they gave Senate 6 years. So they'd be imperious to these wave elections that might happen every 2 years because something disaster happened. Or a strong man came to power. That's why the Senate had 6 years. One of the reasons senators get 6 years and not two in the House. Or four as a president. What seeds are you planting today that are going to come to fruition tomorrow? Because if you continue on this path where agencies like the FBI and Congress and presidency and Supreme Court justices, no one as a country has confidence in them, what are you setting up for? Now, I know people, you know, if they think this is a Donald Trump rant or against Donald Trump, which it isn't, it's about the future. They go, well, are you alluding to a strong man? You're saying Hitler's going to come to power. That is a potential, sure. But why do we always go to the worst case scenario? Could a strong man come to power and just take reins and go, I'll fix everything and it will be all me? Sure. But it doesn't always have to end that way. But you can be planting the seeds for something, I don't know, just as bad in some people's eyes, minus the killing, just as tyrannous. How about king? How about a king coming to go, look, the Congress can't act. I'm just going to be the king, and I'm going to be the king for the rest of my life until I step down and I abdicate the throne for my next in line. And because we're so much better than you, because just think how realistic this might be, where you all of a sudden have someone and they go, well, you know, we have this class system where it's becoming more and more entrenched in your society. Well, we're more noble. We're more honorable. Where our blood is just better than yours. You're just more of a commoner. You know, you're more middle class. We're more noble. We have higher ideals than you. We're better than you. Do I think this is happening in 2018, 2020, 2030? No. Could it happen by 2050, 2060? If we don't strongly have a conversation about individualism, about rights, about justice, about all being created equal, I don't think it's too much of a stretch. And lastly, I'll ask you this question. You know, I've been, you know, many people in the Blaze are doing different kicks and we all seem to see the world in a similar way. And if you listen to Glenn, you hear him talking about AI. And he goes from really optimistic one day to really pessimistic and scared the next because he sees all the advantages and all the pitfalls. But we are talking, AI is a real issue right now. We are programming AI as we speak, in some way, shape, or form. What would AI think? You know, I know when I've had many conversations with people about AI, and everyone goes, you know, to a version of the Terminator. You know, that, and they might not know the Terminator. A lot of people do know the movie, they remember it, but they always kind of go, well, there's going to be good AI and bad AI. And what happens if you get a bad AI? Well, let's focus in on the bad AI. What would a bad AI think if they looked at our world today? Nothing has confidence. If that bad AI all of a sudden, you know, became super, super intelligent and became, I don't know, deceitful, would it be possible to go, hey, you know what you need? You need me as king. And we might not use the word king. I'm just using a supreme leader. Because here's the problem. You humans have emotions. You humans have loyalty. You feel uncomfortable when you have to call yourself, you know, your friend out. Even if they're wrong, you know, it's uncomfortable calling your friend out. I don't have emotions. I have right and wrong. I have logic and I have reason. Something that Americans used to speak a lot about. I can be your logic and reason because I have no emotional attachment. I can just do what is needed. Again, I'm not talking 2020 or 2030. I'm talking about if we don't start having principled conversations, what world will our kids and our grandkids live in? Because whether you like to admit it or not, our kids are learning from us. What are they learning? Whether you like to admit it or not, what we do right here, right now, has a direct impact on what world our kids and our grandkids will live in. It's not just about living for today. It's about living for the future. It's about living for what future world we will hand off to our kids and our grandkids. And for those who think that's baloney, let me prove to you it's the truth. Those who still believe in freedom still talk about your founding fathers. The seeds they planted 250 plus years ago are still being discussed today. Because those beliefs and those value systems where we are all created equal, like we discussed last week, where you have certain rights from your God or your creator, whether that's God, whether that's Allah, whether that's a stone, whether that's this microphone, whether it's your phone, whatever your creator is in your mind, you have certain rights from them. And it's government's job not to give you rights, but to protect those rights. We are still discussing this today. The seeds they planted 250 years ago, we are still trying to grow. Now, what world do we want to hand off our kids and our grandkids? Because this story in the FBI is so troubling to me. Because it's, if you want to be a conspiracy theory, let's put on our conspiracy hat for a minute. And let's just take a step back. If you wanted to be a conspiracy theorist, it's very easy to look at what they're doing and kind of go, everyone's just pulling the threads. The society is unraveling. Let's just pull this thread. Let's just take away confidence. Let's make everything political. Let's get half the country to hate the other half. Let's have no confidence in the justice system. Let's take away the confidence in the police. Let's take away the confidence in the FBI. Let's take away the confidence in the military. Let's take away the confidence in the Supreme Court. Well, what do you have confidence in? What is the foundation of the confidence of America? Thank you and hope you enjoyed this short clip from last week's show. If you want more content based around America being an exceptional idea, eternal principles, and searching for self-evident truths, then please subscribe to my show called Freedom's Disciple, which is available for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, or Stitcher.
Freedom versus freebies. This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn
on the Blaze Radio Network.